This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everyone. Cody here. This episode is going to be some highlights from the 2021 Haunted America Conference, where I set up a table and I have people come and tell me ghost stories. And, you know, normally I get your typical ghost stories, but this year was very, very different. I'm going to show you some stuff just from Friday night, just from day one. And even with just this first night, I have ghost stories, I have dead cats, I have skinwalkers, aliens. And then this really weird thing happened toward the end of the episode where we were talking about this woman's husband maybe trying to communicate with her. And then my computer just makes this weird noise. And I can't explain it. I'm going to put out some of the other stuff that I talked to people about on Saturday, on the second day, sometime later this season. I don't know if it'll be a bonus episode or a regular episode or what. And then we're going to get back to Haunted Hollywood on Tuesday, August 31st. But for now, please enjoy some of my conversations from the Haunted America Conference 2021.
All right. Tell me your name. Tell me your occupation. What's your deal? What are we doing here? Where are we? Where are we, Patrick? What are we doing?
Well, hey, Cody, we are actually at the Haunted America Conference in beautiful Alton, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Back in 2020, we lost it due to the pandemic, but we're back bigger, badder, and better than ever in 2021.
I'm excited. It looks different so far just because of how the setup is, but it looks bigger already.
Yeah.
There's tons of people here. It is 2:40 p.m., and this does not start for a while.
No, it doesn't. But at 4 o'clock, they're checking everybody in. But, you know, you and I are sitting here on the microphone with our Paranormal Punch, which is one of the features this year at the conference, and it comes in a souvenir cup. So the punch is $4, and you get $5. You get a souvenir cup that you get to take home.
I love it, too. Yeah, it's these perfect cups that I use. I use these to mix my eggs, actually, when I make eggs, because it's the perfect size for either two or three eggs.
Yeah.
And I love that. And now this has the logo on it. So, yeah, this is perfect.
Little haunted omelet there for you.
A little haunted omelet. You know, sometimes the yolks do look like ghosts, I guess. I've seen some memes about that. What's been going on with you, man? We haven't caught up in a while. What have you been doing?
Well, basically, I was one of those few people during the pandemic that actually did not have to work from home. I had to go into the office every day.
Oh, man.
So outside of I was one of the lucky few that did wind up getting COVID.
Uh-huh.
Did get through it and did get cured.
So nice.
Got my shots and everything. This is we're back.
We're back.
The 2021 conference is here. You know, there's a heck of a lineup. Everybody's excited. Everyone I've just talked to today who's here, they're ready just to have a good weekend.
Got some heavy hitters. And Troy's doing, I see, a breakfast with Edgar Allan Poe on Sunday morning.
I have already told Julie at the check-in desk, you better have my name on that list because I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of his Edgar Allan Poe stuff, so that should be interesting.
Yeah.
He did have that book come out, Nevermore,
yep.
I believe.
He was a writing fiend over the last year.
He was.
And he also literally caused me to spend a lot of money because it seemed every other week I was looking at, oh, we have this now for sale.
It was like, right.
As you can see, I have my Haunted
America hat. Ah, you got the hat, yeah.
Got the shirts. All of this stuff is post stuff that he was doing, all the books.
Yeah.
I got books at home I haven't even been able to read.
Oh, yeah, a story of my life. But, I mean, I'm sure he really appreciates all the support. The Year Without the Conference shirt.
Yeah.
Together in Spirit, I believe it was called. But, dang, I mean, what are you looking forward to most? This conference, you think? I mean, aside from just being here again.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, I've always enjoyed everyone who presents.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I learned so much from the different presentations. I mean, even Troy Zager, Alan Poe, I can't wait for that because I actually attended his tour that he did in Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to fly into Baltimore and then drive to Gettysburg.
Okay.
And so we actually had time afterwards. So we actually went down, found Poe's house and
nice.
And was, you know, downtown Baltimore, you know, in the Baltimore area. It's in a very sketchy neighborhood and it happened to be, it wasn't open at the time. They were doing some fixing up, but we got to see it. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was, and he's just, oh, he's a fascinating character.
Sure.
So, but you know, a lot of the other presenters, there's always something new I learn about different things going on. I mean, and I'm looking forward. Small Town Monsters is actually doing a viewing of one of their documentary things. It looks really good.
Oh, awesome.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Something in
Ohio. Okay.
I don't remember, but it's on the list. And,
yeah.
And I've seen a couple of their documentaries, and I've always enjoyed them. So I can't, this is the first time I think they've actually done this type of thing here. So that's really cool.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm sitting here right now with the Haunted America 2021 schedule of events. Some
cool.
events and speakers are subject to change. But so like you said, the doors are opening at 4, and that's just a big kind of like mingle fest for a while. People get to walk around, see what's going on.
Definitely.
And then it really kicks off later tonight this starts every year with Luke and Lynn's Strange Stuff, which is... How do you describe it? It's like sketch comedy, kind of.
It's just, you know, it is just weird tales from beyond the veil, I guess is a good way to do it. They've been, you know, this was started years and years ago by, and I cannot remember the guy's name, but he's a longtime friend of Troy's and Len's, and he passed away.
Oh, right.
And Luke and Len have kind of picked up the gauntlet, and they do it. And it gives, you know, it just gives them a chance to share odd and strange tales and just kind of loosen everybody up before they start, you know, the official conference. They do a little bit here, a little bit there. And then, it, you know, depending on how well it goes long, goes short.
Sure.
And then, you know, we start, and then it's off to the races. You know, it's always a great time. It's always odd. You always find something. And, you know, there's a little bit of audience participation.
Yeah.
Everybody has a little fun.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Every year they do something just more and more ridiculous. And then there's the conference speakers panel, which also happens every Friday night. But I get to host it this year.
Oh, wow. There
I'm excited. Not exactly sure what
you
I'm going to do.
You know,
I know everything.
You're going to pull like your Jerry Springer?
I don't think so. So I'm debating on wearing the T-shirt I had upstairs that I was wearing earlier. It's really hot in here right now, so I'm like sweating. Or I have like a whole vest and tie and everything, and like really getting classed up. So I'm not sure which way I'm going to lean yet.
It depends if how well the air conditioning is working in the hall. That's where you're going to go.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be after hours events. Both nights. So there's some workshops. Dreaming of the Dead. There's Haunted and Bound. There's Ghost Hunts at McPike Mansion. Ghost Hunts at Mineral Springs. And these things will happen each night with some variance in between them. But there's always stuff to do even afterward. And then tomorrow's just a long day. A long day of just vendors, presentations, and meeting people, reconnecting with people. This is where I see like a lot of my friends, you know, for like the one time a year or something, or it's where I meet new friends that then I look forward to seeing the next year.
And you wind up connecting with people you haven't talked to in forever and different things. And before you know it, it takes you on a whole new path for the year to come.
Yeah.
You know what's going on. It's just kind of the kickoff. But yeah, no, it's, I know April Sauter's doing a couple workshops this year. And then we have the Experiments H37 or something like that that is being done by the...
Okay.
Yeah, it's up there. It's one of those...
Okay. All day. Experiment H437.
437.
By Richard Estep and Lisa Crick.
With the people from the Curiosity Museum or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those two, they've got some really haunted stuff.
Oh, and we also have that raffle that happens every year. I won a Ouija board the first year I was here, and it's hanging on my wall still, and it just, oh, man.
If you like the Ouija, wait till you see what the setup is in there. I snuck into the vendor room, and they've got
some cool stuff.
Corner of Ouija boards that looks really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited for this. Well, thanks for helping me kick this off.
Oh, hey, man.
And thank you for the drink, by the way. That was a perfect way to get this started.
Start with a cocktail.
Cheers.
You know, hey.
Absolutely. So there I'm going to just wander the room, tell people what we're doing over here, and see if anybody wants to chat.
Sure. Hey.
Anything you want to plug at this time, by the way?
Well, you know what?
What do you got?
I figure I owe Troy and everybody because I've met so many great people, so we could just do a shameless plug for... Are you tired of your boring Saturday nights? Do you need something interesting to do?
Mm-hmm.
Come on out to Alton for the Haunted Alton Tours.
Ooh.
All are online at AmericanHauntingsInc.com and AmericanHauntings.com. Look up, come and see, take the tours, bus tours, overnights, dinners with. They're all there. Come this fall, have a spooky-tacular time.
We need to hire this man for voice actor work. If anybody out there knows somebody, let's get him in touch. Thank you so much, man.
Shameless plug for Troy. And I actually volunteer for years. I got to know Troy so many years ago. I actually have to figure out, the only way I know how long I've known Troy is that the first year that Ghost Hunters was on Sci-Fi,
mm-hmm.
that was the year that I actually first met Troy.
Oh, wow.
And I've known him since then.
Yeah.
I've been to almost all the conferences. I started coming on so many tours. He's just say, you know what? If you show up and help us caboose the tours, you know, you can come along. And
sure.
I've had so many cool experiences. It's just great. And so plugging the Haunted Alton tours that are coming up in the fall, which are always fun and exciting, and his dinner with events,
right.
and his River Road tours, they're worth the price of admission, as they say. So anytime I can promote it, I will, because it's just a great time.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate it. I'm sure he does too. All right, let's see who we got in this room.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I do.
It's always important to hit record before you start moving shit around.
Sure.
Okay, so I'm back at the Haunted America Conference. My name is Cody Beck. I'm the co-host of American Hauntings Podcast. Who are you guys? What's your deal? What are we doing here?
I'm Jessica, and this is Amy.
Hello, Jessica. Amy, nice to meet you both.
And this is, what, year 5 for us?
5 or 6.
Oh,
last
okay.
year would have
All
been
right.
year 5, I think, if it
nice.
Had happened last year. So.
Right, right. And where are you all from?
I live in Columbia, Missouri.
Okay.
She lives in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Gotcha.
So.
Awesome. So what brings you out to this weird, spooky place?
Well, we saw it online, 2015, I guess, would have been the first year we went, and thought, well, let's give it a try, because living so far away,
mm-hmm.
there has to be, like, some sort of event to bring us together
sure.
for any amount of time and just decide, okay, we're going to take time off work and actually hang out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
I'm trying different things.
Yeah. And 100 miles is a lot when
sure.
you work 40 hours a week, you know. So.
Right.
So we came. We really, really enjoyed it. So then we decided we'd come back the following year. And we did, like, a haunted winery tour.
Yeah.
We did a haunted tour of the Glore Psych Museum in St. Joe.
Okay.
Yeah. So we just really, we can't obviously do a lot of our own personal investigation.
Sure.
But, yeah, so.
That's awesome. So what have been some of your, like, highlights or favorite moments from the 5 years you've been here? Yeah, give her that mic real quick.
I'm the one that won the exorcist kit. The
oh,
exorcism
no shit.
Kit.
So, yeah, can you? I was here for that, but I didn't remember who won it. Can you tell us a little bit about what was in that and what it all entailed?
It had, a little bottles for holy water.
Mm-hmm.
It had little trays for, like, the body of Christ.
So this was from a priest, actually,
yes,
a real exorcism kit.
A real exorcism
awesome.
Kit. Nice, beautiful box, just
yeah.
an antique. I guess, if I remember correctly, the priest was in this family, and when he passed away, they passed it down, and then it ended up here as
mm-hmm.
one of the raffle items.
So the burning question, have you used it yet?
No, I haven't had the
Do
occasion
to
use it. Yes, I would.
Ooh, okay.
That would be really cool.
We can find somebody.
Okay.
Let me
practice. I think I need to attend a few classes first.
No, I think it's something you dive into.
I'll just dive
trial
into
by
it.
Fire, right? Give me a few more of these haunted whatever drinks, and
yeah,
I'll be your
yeah,
first
I'll,
candidate.
Yeah,
that.
let's do this.
Awesome. Do you have any highlights from past conferences?
There's been, like, I really enjoyed Richard Estep last year.
Oh, yeah.
At the last one.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know why, maybe it sticks out in my mind more because it was the very last one
mm-hmm.
of that day. So, but I liked, I actually followed up after that. During the pandemic, you know, I couldn't go visit my mom. She sent me, this care package, right? And in that was a movie, one of those movies, you know, packages that has, like, four combo movies. And it had the documentary for The Haunting of Fox Hollow Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And popped it in my display player, and it wouldn't work. And I was like, damn. So I was like, well, my disc player's a little old. I'll just go out and buy a cheap DVD player.
Sure.
And so I went to Walmart. Thought, well, this one has streaming services because my TV, I didn't have a smart TV at the time until she bought me one for Christmas.
That's very nice.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, this has streaming services. This is perfect. So I bought this $75 display, right? And, and then had to have the high-speed HDMI cord.
Right,
so
right.
$90 later, I can finally watch this movie that my mom gave me for free.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And did it work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell me like the disc was haunted or something.
It wasn't haunted.
Okay.
Nope. I just needed it. My 15-year-old DVD player was not able to play it. That's all.
You know, it's just getting to that time where I mean, at least things are getting cheaper now, you know, and like the technology.
Yeah.
So, okay, do you have a spooky story you wanted to tell me?
I do.
Yes, please.
I have a ghost. I don't know about spooky because I really wasn't scared when it happened. But so my ex-boyfriend, he and I had known each other a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd been involved before. So I knew his apartment hadn't been haunted prior to this.
Okay.
But this was 2018. And his brother had passed away in 2016.
Mm.
And he had said that he'd heard his brother calling to him one day when he was walking home from work. And I believed him, totally believed him. And I was staying over one night, and I thought he'd gotten up to get ready for work because I heard someone walking out of the closet and into the bathroom. And I turn over, and for the sake of anonymity, we'll just refer to him as that cheating fathead Burton.
I love it. I love it. Drag his ass.
Yeah. So anyway, I turn over, and he's still in bed.
Uh-huh.
So I knew it couldn't have been him, and I was like, well, maybe I was just half asleep, you know?
Sure.
A week later, it happens again. And he's on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you realize this, but in an apartment, you can kind of feel the pressure when people walk. And that's what I felt. And it was more than just hearing footsteps. So I was like, okay. And I told him about it. And he was like, oh, okay, so whatever.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, it was probably my brother, you know, just kind of passed it off. Then maybe 2 weeks after that, I wake up in the middle of the night and it felt like I'd been thrown bare-ass naked in a snowdrift, like that instantaneous. I literally went, oh, shit, because it was
cold.
That freezing cold. I mean, just like instantaneous. Woke me up from a dead sleep, like I said. And I'm like, he's like, what? What's wrong? And I'm like, I'm freezing. I have no idea what's going on. And I'm like shaking all over. And then I'm always cold anyway. So at first he wasn't too surprised. Then he realized, you know, I had like cold emanating from my body. And so then we shifted positions. He went to the outside of the bed, which was nearest the closet. And I stayed on the inside of the bed. After a while, I realized I was waking up and he was sleeping in the living room. So I don't know if he was having some sort of experience and wasn't saying anything to me. And then it didn't scare me at the time. And there was one day when he had already gotten up and gone to work and I was just getting ready to leave, just putting on my jacket, standing in the dining room, kitchen light comes on. Nobody else in the apartment, kitchen light comes on.
Yeah.
And I told him about that, and then like a week later, we're sitting in the living room watching TV, and the kitchen light comes on. So we broke up a little while after that again,
okay.
So I didn't experience anything else after that, but it, like I said, it almost seemed like there was a sort of progression, like the footsteps to the freezing thing, which supposedly they're drawing energy from you, you know? But I wasn't scared, but I did know that he did have some of his brother's belongings in his closet. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not.
It's like, bro, this is my shirt. I've told you before. Stop wearing
it. Well, they also had kind of a strange relationship.
Well, and he should have been messing with his brother, not you, you know?
Yeah, his brother was the artist and the writer, and we had a lot more in common than he
and
I did.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. So the ghost should have been messing with...
I misunderstood
also,
totally.
No, I wasn't saying, you chose the wrong brother.
The ghost had more in common than the ghost had with
someone. Yeah, and actually, I had a book that his brother had given him for his birthday, 5 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It was Joyland by Stephen King.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, here, I already read it. You can have it. And so I took it home, and I read it, and I kept it. And then whenever this started, I was like, maybe he just wants this back.
Oh, yeah, take it.
Yeah. So I gave him the book back. And, he, of course, Mike's brother had passed away, so then it really meant something to him. But before, it was just like a...
Right.
You know, yeah, so...
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that story with me. I like that.
Okay.
Is there anything else either you want to talk about or plug or anything?
I have no ghost stories at all.
That's not a bad thing, though.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you got the deodorant and the ghost repellent sitting right next to each other. It's easy to get them mixed up.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oops, I've been using the wrong item.
And well, it was,
no wonder the ghost won't
no
come near
wonder
me.
I chose the wrong bottle. But you know, it's been great to meet you both, and I look forward to hanging out with you later at the conference.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, Cody.
Absolutely.
It was fun.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
There are multiple, eh?
I have one about a guy that I think was zipping up his human suit.
Oh, shit. Okay. That kind of stuff.
I also have some, a spirit. And I think feels like UFO thing involved. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Let's, okay. First off, what's your name?
My name's Anne.
Anne, where are you from, Anne?
I'm from Verdon, Illinois, but I live in St. Louis now.
Okay. Whereabouts in St. Louis? I'm in Creve Coeur.
I'm in Creve Coeur.
No shit.
Yes, I'm in Briarcliff.
Oh, okay, I'm like Olive and 270 Waterfront Crossing. Why am I?
I love that place.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is beautiful. I look
Please
there often.
Take a seat if you like.
I look there often for places to rent, but you guys are full up.
I know, all the time. It's annoying. Anyway, okay, tell me a ghost story, but can we start with the human suit one? Because I don't get a lot of those.
Okay.
Yeah, so, please.
I work at a large university, and all of our buildings are connected. And I'm walking down a major thoroughfare. This is probably about a year and a half ago, when we still were going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And as I approached this very populated area, I see someone, a big guy, sitting on a bench. And he's looking at me like... As soon as I'm in that area, he's already looking at me, and I'm looking at him. And it's kind of strange because I'm usually looking for people that I know that will talk to and everything. I'm usually not, you know, focused on any one person. And he had a kind of a uniform on that wasn't anything I was familiar with, but that's okay. But as I approached, I could... His face was kind of off his... frame.
Huh, okay.
And he was like zipping his neck. It sounds so strange, and I can't believe I'm saying it.
I love it. No, like a Men in Black kind of thing where he's not quite on the...
Yeah, kind of. Hmm. It was like all kind of askew.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen an autopsy, but when they...
I have not had the privilege to be in the room.
When they bring the face down,
yeah.
They kind of expose your cranium, and your face is kind of all wrinkled up.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like that.
Interesting. What do you think that's all about?
I have no idea, but why did I even think that it was that?
I don't know.
I mean, because I don't think about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you're not so much into the weird, like,
I'm not as much into
stuff?
I'm not so much into that or into UFOs or
yeah.
anything.
Yeah. Is this the story you were talking about that you said has some UFO stuff, or is that a different one?
No, that's a different one.
Well, do you want to tell me that one? Are you
sure.
done with this first one?
Yeah, I mean, I saw that. There was no interaction, but it did feel like there was some sort of exchange of energy. I mean, it was
sure.
like there we saw each other.
You didn't say, excuse me,
no.
sir, your face is off of your bones?
Yeah, no. But he did not fit in to the general surroundings. He just didn't fit in. And I went back and told my friends about it at work and everything, and we all pretty much decided that that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I didn't have anything else from that.
Sure. Well, I've seen a lot of memes and stuff lately talking about, like, what if, you know, what if UFOs are just like the Jeff Bezos of other places coming to, like, you know, vacation and,
yeah, exactly.
and do some fun shit because they're billionaire aliens or whatever. Oh, boy. Okay, yeah, what's your UFO story? What do you got?
So, when I lived in a house in the city, I often would have trouble sleeping, and I would sleep in another room away from my husband. And when I slept in this one room, I almost I often had sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah.
Something on top of me, holding me down. I couldn't talk. I couldn't react. I couldn't move.
Did you see the shadow people and that sort of thing,
too? I didn't see anything, but I sure felt it. It was terrifying, and I got to the point where I didn't want to go to sleep. But when I slept in a certain bedroom that was at the back of the house, there was a window out, you know, facing the backyard. Whenever I slept in that room, I always felt that there was someone in the backyard waiting for me. And I don't know why, because, again, I'm not really into the UFO thing, but I always thought that it was some sort of UFO-related thing.
Sure.
And I never saw anybody in the house. I never felt like they got in the house, but I always felt like they wanted me to come outside.
Mm-hmm.
And after several years, we moved. We moved to another place, brand new house, built it. And that night, we had all the windows open, and it was lovely night outside, crickets and everything chirping. And at some point in the middle of the night, I woke up to everything silent. There was no forest noise at all. And I got out of bed, and I kind of looked outside because it was weird to have it so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing, and I went back to bed, and there was this giant whoosh sound, and there was definitely wind, but nothing moved. And then I never had any problems of that nature again.
Huh.
I don't know why I think those are related, but I do.
Interesting. I think I just let them take me. You know, like, why not at that point? It could be an adventure, you know?
Yeah.
No, but that does sound scary. So you haven't had anything like that since, or?
Well, so I live with my mother,
okay,
who's elderly,
uh-huh,
and she's convinced that my father comes to stay with her at night, and
oh,
he sleeps with her at night. She gets the impression that someone's laying in the bed next to her.
Is that creepy or lovely? I can't.
Well, it's a little of both.
Okay, sure.
And she's not real happy with it, and at one point, she was less happy with it, so I went over and I yelled at the thing,
sure,
to leave her alone. You got to get out of here, blah, blah, blah. And I lived in Fenton at the time, so as I was driving home, I was just turning onto 270 from Olive, and I knew something was in the back seat that I had just spoken pretty sharply to, so I didn't know what was going on there.
Yeah.
But I made it home, and then when I pulled into the driveway at my home, I spoke with it again, and I said, "You are not allowed to come inside. You cannot come anywhere near me. You got to go now."
Mm-hmm.
And I went in my house, and it was the evening, so I went to bed. And when I went to bed, I laid on my side facing out away from the wall. The other side of my bed is against the wall. And as soon as I laid down, there was like this presence right in front of my face.
Mm.
I mean, I didn't have my eyes open. Maybe I did. I didn't see anything, but it was just like a presence right in front of my face. Like, look, you think you're going to tell me where I can again go, or that I don't exist? Yeah, I do exist.
I thought you were going to tell me your car was haunted now and it was like stuck in there. But well, so what happened after that?
I mean, you know what? I don't even know. Nothing happened.
Nothing bad. Okay.
Nothing happened. And there was no more activity or anything. But I live with my mom now because she's old. Mm. And we still have these presences and still feel things.
Sure.
I just yell at him to tell me to stay away.
Right. It's almost like he was just flipping you off, kind of. Like,
yeah,
okay,
exactly.
All right, I'm
exactly
getting out of here. Wow. That is, that'd be terrifying.
Yeah.
You don't seem too rattled, at least now, even talking about it.
I'm not really. I just feel like I know my boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
I know my space. I will be respectful of your space if you please be respectful of mine.
Sure.
And at some point we probably will have some sort of conversation about why the hell are you here.
Right.
But not right now.
Until then, you just have a roommate you gotta kind of,
I guess,
avoid. Awesome. Well, is there anything else you ladies want to talk about, or anything you want to plug, or? Can we bring that micro? Or switch seats.
I do have an experience of things sitting on my bed now. I do.
So yeah, it's like, tell me all about it. Is stuff sitting on your bed?
I have. A lot of people claim that they have feelings of things walking across the end of their bed. I realize this because some people have restless legs or whatever, and I understand that. But I've always had a feeling that deceased cats are coming across my bed because I can feel them walking like they would if they jumped on my bed, curling up and sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But I say recently, in the last 10 years or so, I've had people I know, I feel, are sitting on the edge of my bed that are sitting, like her mom said, they come, you can feel the bed depress, and you're like, sometimes I'm not asleep, sometimes it wakes me up from sleep, and I'm like, okay, they're sitting there, what do I do? kind of thing. I tried protective spraying it, whatever. It'll go away for a couple weeks, and then it'll come back.
Hmm.
So I don't know who it is. This happened when I was in the UK, when I lived over there, once.
Yeah.
But it's happened now for the last, 6 months.
Hmm.
Practically every night.
Are you a cat person?
I am a cat person.
Yeah.
I've had cats that have died on me.
Oh.
But see, the cat things, after I did the protective spray and the sage and the whole thing, the poor little cat prints went away. I didn't want the cats to go away. But now I got this person sitting on the end of my bed that I don't even know who it is.
Yeah.
I've had deceased people, you know, I know. It doesn't feel like anybody I know.
Sure.
It doesn't feel bad. I'm not really scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, though, I'll wake up to the feeling of my covers being pulled off my bed.
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, I don't either, but I end up, I know this because I end up grabbing it,
mm-hmm.
acting like I'm asleep.
Uh-huh.
And seeing
trying
if
to catch them in the act.
Yeah, try to catch them in the act. See if they're still pulling. And every time I do that, they stop. Then I let go and it starts again. So it's like, okay, you can't fool these guys or whoever they are.
Aww.
But yeah, that's happening now. So I'm not quite sure who this might be or why. Or
well,
I don't talk to them. Like I do. I just recently said, okay, what do you want? And I don't get an answer.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Sounds like a very childish kind of thing.
It does.
You know,
it's
pulling
like,
pranks and stuff. Or
it does sound like it. Like sitting on, but the sitting on my bed thing is interesting.
Oh yeah, that's more creepy.
Although you thought it might be my dead husband, but he was a musician and he would have gigs late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be asleep and he'd come and he would sit on next to me on the bed.
Aww.
And kind of say, hey, I'm back.
Yeah.
We'd have a chat or something. But he didn't believe in any of this stuff, and he certainly didn't believe in the afterlife. And
maybe that's the irony of it.
Well, that's what
now
I'm...
That he can.
Now that he can, he might. Yeah, I don't know. So who knows? Who knows what it is? But I do know, it's not me doing it.
What did he play?
Piano. He played for some famous bands in the 80s, like The Outfield and Lenny Kravitz and stuff like that.
No shit.
He played keyboards.
That's awesome.
Susie Quattro, he toured with. In the 90s, and then mostly he did lots of gigging in the UK because they're huge in music over there. Music and pubs, you know, kind of thing.
Huh.
So, yeah, he was in his 70s. His big career was mainly behind him, but he still was working nearly every night, so...
Yeah,
maybe could be him. I don't know. He was very, he had a personality, let me tell you. So
yeah.
It sounds like something he might do to say, hey, I'm still around.
Maybe play some of,
Hi, Reg.
Exactly.
He knows all about electronics.
Wow. That's fucking weird.
What was that?
I don't know.
Really?
I really don't know. That has happened before, maybe once, but it was while we were doing another spooky podcast thing, so maybe I should... I was going to say maybe play some of that music and see if he starts going crazy, but before I could even say that, something went crazy, so...
It is.
Huh.
There was a video he was in with The Outfield called Your Love. I don't know if you remember it. You're too young to be in the 80s.
No, I was alive for 4 months in the 80s, and
yeah.
I just pissed myself and cried the entire time.
You know what? That's my... But
sorry.
Yeah, he was very good at what he did. So
yeah.
And he was very, as musicians have to be, a tad narcissistic. So
sure,
we toward the end weren't exactly getting along, but I just find it very hilarious that he would actually come and sit on my bed. He would probably be like, meh. He might be just doing it to bug me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Or he's like, you know, look,
feeling
I'm
bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. You never
maybe.
Know.
I don't know. I'll find you maybe tomorrow or Sunday. I'll let you know if my computer does that again.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's done it one other time, and that was it. I don't remember the circumstances, so that's pretty it's pretty interesting.
Who knows?
I got goosebumps. That's 3:23 p.m.
Oh, yay,
let's go. Thank you so much for taking the time.